podcasting from the Sportique Studios, where 70 isn't a road to the mountains, it's a path to rock bottom. This is the South Stands Denver Fancast. I'm Colin Daniels with guest producer Nugget Jeff.
Ow! Yo, what's up?
Our buddy Snyder.
Hola.
And your host, John. Good to be back in the studio again.
Welcome back. It's been a whole week. Colin, this is the third show?
Third show.
Three in a row?
Back.
Three in a row. This is amazing.
Who are you guys?
And show two was we became professional podcasters.
We did. We became professional podcasters after that. Yes. It was awesome.
Yeah. Did he like do some like special ritual where he christened you guys? Mm-hmm.
He said you are now inheriting the mantle of radio professionals in Denver.
He even said regardless of what schlub you have in here next week.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
He said you have a total total dickhead in here next week, it won't affect your status.
So
Colin,
he said even if that doofus Snyder comes in here, okay.
If you get some clown that maybe you've known for a while and you feel bad for him, so you want him to come in. No, Snyder's the best. Snyder's been on here a bunch. I wouldn't be sitting here talking sports if it wasn't for Snyder. He's taught me everything he knows.
Not true.
It's true. He taught me everything he knows.
I appreciate the sentiment, but that's not true.
Well, it might be, but we're back and we're ready to talk. Well, we're ready to talk some sports. I mean, we got some things to discuss. I like these shows because we can finally get back down to business. When we had Peter Boyles on, which was very shocking, it was the first podcast he'd ever done.
Whoa.
Which I was like, are you?
Nobody's asked him to do one?
He's never done one. And I think, like, you know, now all those old radio guys are kind of starting to do that. I just saw today that D-Mac that's what he's going to go into.
No.
He's going to go into the podcast space.
Shocker.
And I was about to tweet, oh, everybody's got a podcast now. But I was like, I don't want to dump on D-Mac. I know he's getting his feet wet. I'm sure he would.
Did he give any indication as to with whom or
I know that. I happen to know that. I found that out today.
Well,
Big Al.
Yeah.
They're bringing him back. The people's champs.
Is he going to KOA or they're going to do it
for a podcast?
It is. He is podcasting with Big Al. I don't know the name of the operation. I just happened to be talking to one of my colleagues today on a different front, and one of his clients has a media company and a podcast company, and he said Big Al and D-Mac.
Dude, that's sweet.
So is it under the auspices of KOA? Do you know that?
I don't know that. I've pretty
Probably
much
not.
Divulged
Probably
all I know,
not.
But he had said, now, I mean, this is just word on the street, but that's what he said this company was lining up was D-Mac and Big Al. So.
Well, that's huge because those guys were great together for a long, long, long time. I mean, I really couldn't believe that they let that duo break up. So I'm excited about that. I mean, that's something I might actually listen to.
Absolutely. It'll be really good, and it's good to have him. Good to have him back. But yeah, podcasts are all the rage now. I guess everybody's doing a podcast. So
does Sean Payton have one?
He should, and it should just be one where people fucking email in and tell him what a fucking shithead
just
he is.
Rail so, on Vancey Pants.
We're gonna talk about the Broncos. We have to talk about the Broncos.
How can you not?
Well, we generally wait a little bit. We don't want people to bail out right away, right? We want people to hang in there. And here's some of the other stuff. What I want to talk about first is the road to 100. The road to 100 is being paved right now.
Well, it's going to happen, but they somehow pull it out today.
But they're playing one now.
There's a doubleheader.
So while we are, yes, they've started playing in L.A.
Oh, so they're going to lose tonight.
They have to, right? They have to. So if they lose.
When was the last time they won two in a row?
Oh, I fuck. Who knows?
Well, you said they started playing in L.A. They're at Coors Field.
Oh, I don't know. Where the fuck they are? Yeah. I don't. That's how little I pay attention to the Rockies. Is I don't even know where they're playing. I used to look at the schedule, you know, for like work and stuff, and just they're playing. Now I don't even care. I don't even
Used to be a VIP over there.
Oh,
at Coors
yeah,
Field,
of course.
Dude.
I told you I had a chance to throw out. The first pitch.
You said no thanks.
I was like, nope, not gonna do it. Then I thought, oh, what if I do throw out the first pitch and I buy one of Tyler Mon's sell shirts. It's purple, says sell on it, and I throw out the first pitch and I rip my shirt off and have it say sell. Would that be fucking
so
awesome?
Great,
that
dude.
You'd get drug out of
it. We might get bounced from the season ticket
Yeah,
but that'd be worth it. I think at that point you'd be like, fucking I earned that one. So,
oh, that'd be
you know what's ironic and evidence famous. of how the Monforts just can't seem to lose? There are people flocking to Coors Field hoping to be present for the 100th yeah. loss.
Really?
So it's actually improving attendance.
It's exactly. The dude, like, he'll fall out of bed onto yep. like a fucking $100 bill.
Yep. And that's where Scott is.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So oh, Scott's go. At Coors Field
right
yep. now?
Yep. For the game.
I thought he probably just didn't want to be here because I was here.
Oh, I think that's usually the case. But anyway, we're gonna keep tabs on that, but it won't change anything. They'll lose 100 games, they'll lose probably more than 100 games. It won't change anything. They're still just going to be mired and suck.
Yep.
And as I said before, Scott kind of summed it up. He said, hey, you know what? They spend money. They make moves. But they fucking make dumbass moves, and they spend money in really stupid right. ways.
They went and got Chris Bryant. That was exciting.
Yeah, but awesome. Yeah. How many games has he played?
Yeah.
I think he got back finally, right? Like the other night, like he first started playing.
Didn't they trade him?
No, they're not trading him. They don't trade
oh,
shit.
Oh, I thought they traded. Oh, because no one else wants him.
They don't do anything. Right. That's the whole thing. They'll be that's like, right. well, no we got Chris him. Bryant, and then it's just crickets. And it's like, okay, great. What
well,
else?
Well, yeah, we got Chris Bryant over the hill, Chris Bryant.
But they will – this won't impact them in the least. It's the yeah. most embarrassing thing, and they just it'll just keep on going.
They're just printing money over at that
oh,
freaking
absolutely.
Place.
And Colin had a great idea, I think it was last week, was the Hometown Cafe.
Yeah.
Great idea. And you have digital billboards inside, and if the Cardinals are in town, it's all St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis.
The Arch, the Arch
that
is there.
Gold.
You got St. Louis.
That is gold.
Absolutely.
It's so good. And then you serve whatever. I mean, I don't know what
dude,
they eat
you,
in St. Louis. But
did you
like,
go after a trademark like on a, that or some, something, dude?
They have some sort of pizza there, I think. St. Louis
St.
style.
St. Louis style. Well, and ribs. St. Louis style ribs. Yeah, and they've got – actually, St. Louis is a big food town. Big food town.
Yeah, so all those transplant fans are there to see the Cardinals. They feel like they're, you know, in St. Louis with all the digital billboards. Mm. It's brilliant. It's such a great idea.
Can you put the St. Louis smell in there, too?
You sure. Yeah, oh,
we're
going to do everything.
Stinks in St. Louis.
We're gonna do everything in there. Cubs, you know, everything. Pirates. Anybody that comes to town. That Yankees. Oh, man, Snyder, you'll like that.
Dude, I'm there. Are you gonna do that famous New York pizza, Sbarro?
No, we're gonna pump in urine smell.
To oh yeah, yeah, that's cool
too. Walking
yeah.
the streets in
urine
York,
and
so.
Weed.
Throw a couple rats in there.
Yeah. So that's going on. We're gonna keep updating. If you know if it happens, I don't think it's gonna happen while we're doing it because the game's gonna probably be another you know 2 hours or so. I don't know. It's pretty fast now, but we'll definitely update
now
as
that they're
we
on
go.
A clock.
But what I want to talk about, and it's football related.
Yeah.
Is Taylor Swift going to Arrowhead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think there's a romance there.
Well, I don't care.
Oh, you think so?
I don't really care if there's a romance.
Did you hear how she got out?
Got out of what?
Left. She got out of there so that she was able to avoid all of the fans that were there. Did you hear?
No, I saw
popcorn machine.
She was in a popcorn
yep.
machine?
They rolled her out in a popcorn machine so that the people didn't know that she was coming out.
Yeah, because she would otherwise get mobbed.
Well, but he was with her, and I think he just they just give him like a big club, and he just starts swinging it and knock people out of the way. I think that's one way to get her out of there too. No, that's all great. Everybody was all a titter over that. But I want to talk more about the Taylor Swift phenomenon. Okay?
Right. Okay.
It's really weird how some people act about her.
Sure.
Okay. I respect Taylor Swift. I think she's an icon. I think she's done great. Super talented.
Sure.
I'm not into it at all.
Not your deal.
But there's a bunch of sports writers. Okay. And they try to they're covering sports, right?
Right. But they're wanting to get on the Taylor Swift bandwagon.
They have to inject their Taylor Swift.
They
want to
be Swifties.
And I'm not going to say anyone's names because I like these people. And for the most part, the women are fine because again, I come back to she's an icon.
Dudes.
She's an icon. She's a hero to them. I totally get it. But after a while, you're like, all right, I don't really want to see you know which one of these NFL players are Taylor Swift songs.
Right.
Like that is bullshit. That's like for 10 people, I think. And the people who would really be into it probably don't know who the football players are.
Right.
Okay. I brought this up this week. It'd be like if all of a sudden you never heard, and this is the other thing too about the people who are really into Taylor Swift. I don't think they're into anything else.
Mm.
They it's like they came out of a cocoon and they were like, Whoa. What's that sound? Oh, that's Taylor Swift. I fucking love that. That's all I'm going to listen to, okay? Now, Colin, you like Taylor Swift, right?
I love Taylor
okay.
Swift.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you've also, seen her too, right?
Yes.
But you also listen to a lot of other music.
Oh, yeah, okay? All over the map.
But most of these people, I am betting that they do not listen to anything else. They only listen to Taylor Swift. It would be like if all of a sudden you never heard me talk about movies. Right. For all you know, I have never watched a movie that you know of.
Right.
Okay?
And then
one day I just start going, Christopher Nolan, 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 Christopher Nolan. And I went on and on and on about Christopher Nolan and his movies.
Right.
And then you'd be like, well, what do you think of Scorsese?
I don't know who that is.
Christopher Nolan. Right. That's what it is. It's people like, who have no other
comedy. It's like that movie that came out that everybody knobody knew who the Beatles were.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but they would only focus on Christopher Nolan.
Right.
And you'd be like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? Why hasn't he seen another movie? That's the vibe I get from Lies People, is that's all they're seeing. But again, I go back to the female sports writers. All good, whatever, have fun, it's cool. I'm glad you got your hero. There's a bunch of dudes, though, that do it. And I'm like, man, I go, it's just, you know, are you going to write fucking Taylor Swift columns? Would you write a Taylor Swift column?
No, of course not.
Do you see why, how?
But how did you get into Taylor Swift? Is it your friend that got you into Taylor Swift, and you're just like, hey, I'll go to that show with you, and then you're just like, oh, she's all right.
I enjoy her music. I mean, I like pop, and she also has, you know, country roots. And you're into country music. Yeah, definitely. Mm. So I had listened to some of her earlier stuff, and just, you know, there are a lot of hot girls at those concerts.
Totally get it.
Of course.
But most of these dudes.
And most of them have daughters that are
most
like
of these
14
guys
years old.
I think they're bringing 12, their daughters. I get 10. That too. If you have this thing with your daughter, totally cool. But I don't want to fucking read about it all the goddamn time. Nope. And like a 45-year-old guy like pissing himself over Taylor Swift at the Chiefs game. And it's the worst that it's the fucking Chiefs, too, isn't it? So, it's fucking terrible that
it's the
fucking Chiefs.
And she's coming out. There's a movie about this whole thing, too. This last tour that she did. Decades. What's it called?
I've already got tickets.
Eras, right. So I went to go see a great movie about a rock and roll band, a real rock and roll band. It's called The Talking Heads. You've ever maybe heard of them before?
Not a fan.
Okay, I know you're not a fan, but
a fan.
But whatever. Stop Making Sense is a great movie. It's a fantastic performance by David Byrne. Whatever you think about the music, he's a fantastic performer. And what was on before that? Of course, the fucking Taylor Swift freaking preview for Eras. The Eras. It was just amazing.
But here's why she rules is because, I'm making fun of the people who are like, fucking like go apoplectic over her, but she for that movie she had gone to studios and said, hey, I got this movie, yeah. Do you guys want to do this? And they were like, nah, and they lowballed her a bunch of these.
So she funded it herself.
Smart. Or went right to the theaters,
right.
And they're gonna make millions and millions of dollars.
She makes so much money.
I know.
Billions and billions of dollars. But think about this from the NFL's perspective, okay? And this is part of the reason it's getting so much coverage, is because sure, there are people getting exposed to Taylor Swift who might otherwise not have. That's one thing. But Taylor Swift fans are getting exposed to the NFL. And they're buying Travis Kelce jerseys like it's fucking going out of style.
It was the highest selling jersey. Right?
He's got the number one jersey, and she's why. So the NFL couldn't ask for anything better. She turned the Super Bowl down, by the way, because artists have to pay to play the Super Bowl.
Oh, fuck
and
that.
And she told them to get fucked.
That's great. She should have, because they would be lucky to have her, because she's fucking a force of nature, right? So many more people would tune into that just to see her. Now they're going to have Usher. Who gives a shit, man? Usher? That's lame. But Taylor Swift, everybody tune into
it. Not in 2003 it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Usher would have been great. Awesome. That would have been great 20 years ago. No, all respect to Taylor Swift. I just can't stand the fucking nerds who fucking piss themselves over her. That's what I can't stand. So, well, we blew through the first quarter already.
Wow.
That's good. No, we didn't have to jump right into the Broncos, but
no, that was great. It went by fast.
We got plenty to talk about with the Broncos. So, let's get into the second quarter already, and we'll be right back after this.
The return of the South Stands Denver FanCast is fueled by Cochino Taco, with locations in Old Town Arvada, Edgewater Marketplace, and on South Downing in Inglewood. Featuring mouthwatering Mexico City-style street tacos, unbelievable appetizers, burritos, enchiladas, and the famous queso burger, topped with American cheese, poblano chilies, jalapeno crema, fried jalapenos, and delectable melty queso. But let's not forget the best margaritas in town, and happy hour from 11 to 6 every single day. Tell them the South Stand sent you and ask for your crunchy beef tacos, Shaggy style. You'll thank us. After seeing Deion Sanders blown out by 5 touchdowns, did Sean Payton say, "Hold my beer"? Why did Russell the Scapegoat Wilson allow the Dolphins to score 10 fucking touchdowns? What felt worse for Broncos country, giving up 70 points to Miami or knowing that Travis Kelce has seen Taylor Swift naked? How pleased must CBS have been to show someone in that luxury suite besides that dumb bitch Brittany Mahomes? How many bettors had the Broncos in a 50-point teaser? Is Vance Joseph's vaunted defense prepared to slow down the juggernaut that is the Chicago Bears? God. How crappy was it of the stupid Dodgers not to stick the Rockies with their 100th loss in time for us to record the show? You have questions, we have answers. SouthStandsDenver.com, Colorado's finest internet sports talk since 1971.
Those were some of Colin's better questions of all time. Those were fantastic.
Last week's were great too.
Oh, I missed them, but the really, really good.
Wait, you didn't watch? You didn't listen last week to bone up, make sure you knew what was coming on the show?
Dude, I had COVID. I was sick.
Oh yeah.
Well that gives that affords you the opportunity to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so I was all stuffed up. I couldn't hear anything.
I wanted to ask you, how was your COVID experience, and have you had it before?
Yeah, second one. Second time, I can tell when I'm getting it, and I can tell when it's gone. It's crazy. I mean, like, it comes fast and goes fast.
And you've got all the jabs, right?
Yep, I've got all the jabs. Well, let me take that back. I've got 3 jabs.
Okay, so do I.
Yeah.
Did you hear like a Microsoft reboot sound when it came left your body?
I did have a strange dream where I was dodging bullets and flying. I could have been that.
Were you in like super slow motion?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's awesome. Well, I'm glad you're alive.
Thanks. It's like I said, it was the second bout, shorter than the first bout, and even less than the first bout, but pretty mellow for me. But I've got, like I said, I've got 3 jabs and have had it once.
Speaking of coming down with a sickness, and we are going to talk Broncos. We're gonna dedicate the back half of the show to this Broncos fucking. I mean,
debacle.
Is it a shit show? I mean,
it's a debacle.
What's worse than a shit show? A shit and piss show, or like a bloody feces?
Just
shit
so,
show?
Just so
shit blizzard.
Just so disappointed in Peyton.
We'll talk about that. But what I was talking to Colin a little bit about this before we started. Fantasy football. We wanted to talk a little fantasy football. But like on the podcast I was listening to, they're like, dump all your money on Devon A-Chain. Dump it. Jesus, throw it at him. Throw that money. And I was like,
what a waste.
They know that the Broncos were just fucking horrible, right? Like, yeah. Like everybody, like that guy had like literally it was a historical fucking outcome for the Dolphins. And that guy had the game of his life. He'll never have that game again because the Broncos were that bad. So,
and for everybody's benches. And he was there for a reason. He was on your bench for a reason. And sure, a lot of people.
Yeah, it's in case Mostert gets hurt.
Yeah, a lot of people felt a little bit silly looking at all those points on their bench, but he was there for a reason, and he should be there again next week.
Well,
for
but
sure.
Not everyone spend all your fucking money.
Well, I'll tell you who you need to be spending your money on. Who's the backup running back? With who are they playing this week?
Oh, for the Bears.
Yeah, just put all your money in the backup running back for the Bears because they're going to do the same thing.
Roschon, he's gonna fucking tear through them like wet toilet paper.
Yeah. All right. But let's talk fantasy.
Hate Tuesday, man, because first of all, it's a busy day. I'm busy. Sure. My work is busy.
It's your first day back from the weekend.
Yeah, first day back from the weekend. It's my Monday. We're busy. And then on top of that, I got to prepare for the podcast, too. You know, I got to get all these show notes done. And then you got to get your fucking waiver. It's like doing homework.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like an obligation.
When you play in a lot of leagues, it is a grind. And, you know, I'm in like probably six, seven leagues. And it's like you got to go through and go, oh, well, what do I need in this one? Shit, I got to look through it. And then you got to see who's available. It is a bit of a grind. Maybe I could play in less leagues.
I'm in five plus guillotine. And, of course, guillotine's easy. If you scored 100 points last week, you don't need anybody.
You know, you could probably cruise.
You could probably cruise for a little while longer anyway and, you know, hang on to that money. But these other leagues, these Yahoo leagues, it's just like, oh, my God.
Real quick update on the road to 100. It is 5-0 Dodgers.
Yeah!
There you go! Ah!
Woo! 100!
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. But fantasy's great, and I really think that the lead-up to the draft and the draft are its peak.
Yeah.
And after that, it's just a fucking, it's just a trudge to fucking oblivion. And
the playoffs are a peak too, but that in-between period.
Yeah. Then you're just like, God, I did all that fucking research. I did this. We went and all did a draft together. And now my teams are just a pile of shit. Mine are because I had, and I know no one, you always say nobody cares about your fantasy team.
I do.
But you do.
I do too.
No, you guys do?
I do.
Oh, everybody does.
We're all in leagues together. At least a few of them.
Fucking, what's his name? For Baltimore. Why am I blanking on his name?
Lamar.
No, the running back.
Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins.
Yep.
Had Dobbins.
J.K.
Dobbins. J.K. I forgot about J.K. Dobby. Dobbins. I had Dobbins across the board. I had all this exposure to Garrett Wilson and a fucking bunch of – and I had Mike Williams in one league. But still, just
Nick Chubb
Achilles,
was my killer.
Dude, Achilles injuries just blew out all my teams.
I traded Mike Williams last week.
So ooh, smart.
Last nice. Week I got Goddard and Pirine for him. Because I needed a tight end.
Yeah. Better than having a guy who's out for the year. So
fuck yeah.
Didn't he have a huge game, too, before?
He did, He had a really good game.
Like 200 yards or something crazy?
Yeah, which
and then
was great.
Out.
And I was like, well, thanks for everything, bro. Yeah. And I had to cut him loose. So.
Yeah, and he caught a touchdown pass from Keenan Allen, which –
shut up, really?
Yeah, from Keenan Allen, which counted in guillotine where I have Keenan Allen.
Mm.
That was pretty awesome. Keenan Allen had like 53 fucking points.
Hey, you know what? Fantasy's great. It's better if you're winning.
Yes, but, I'm not winning right now.
I'm not winning either. But it's all about the camaraderie, you know.
Although I am 2-1 in my Vegas league, and I hope not to be the pink bunny again.
That's right. Tell what you have to do for people that don't know.
Well, if you lose my Vegas league, you become the commissioner. So you have to plan the draft. You have to run the league the next year, and you have to wear a pink bunny suit. In Vegas, in the 100-degree weather, and it's not pleasant.
Which he wore into the pool.
Yes, so, I did. Yeah, it's awesome. Which was actually probably the smartest thing I could have done because it wasn't able to dry off. It was not able to dry off, so then I was able to take it off. I didn't have to wear it anymore. That was the best part.
I thought the best part of your draft, and I went out with him. I've been a witness. Was the fact that you sing the national anthem before the draft starts.
Well, we sing two national anthems. We sing the national anthem for the United States of America, and we sing our own national anthem for our Vegas Football League, which is How Soon Is Now from the Smiths.
Well, even better. It's good.
I think we should add to the South Stands leagues. We should sing the national anthem.
What about all the communists stuff. In my
What about
league?
When Cal takes a knee?
Yeah, there's gonna be people taking knees.
Oh,
and
that
shit.
Would be awesome.
It's gonna That's be awful. No, fantasy's great, but we got fantasy hockey coming up. I'm in one with all of you. Well, I'm in one with Colin, and I'm in another one with you guys.
Yes.
And that's going to be good, too. But again, that's a slog because, you know, you start in October, and it goes into fucking March.
It's
you know?
Brutal.
So it's a long haul, but it keeps you engaged. I think I don't know if I want to play baseball anymore.
Ooh, wow.
It's
Yeah, baseball's kind of boring.
Let me – you know what? And it brings me my other point. I've lost my love for baseball because of the Rockies.
Yeah.
And I don't care about baseball anymore. When I have my team to root for, I would certainly pay attention to other teams and what's going on, like in the National League or whatever, NL West. But because the Rockies, I just don't care anymore. Yeah. I don't pay attention to them. I pay attention now because I want them to hit 100. But I don't pay attention to MLB anymore because of the Rockies. I know that sounds, you know, kind of like, oh, well, you could still enjoy baseball if you like baseball. I like baseball. But if I don't have any rooting interest, whereas like, you know, hey, the Broncos fucking suck, but at least, you know, they're involved in the league and maybe they could be good. The Rockies will never be good. No. So am I wrong for having lost that loving feeling?
Well, I think that's what the Monfords should fear most is indifference. You know, it's one thing to be mad at the Rockies and pissed off about trading Nolan Arenado or angry about this or angry about that. When you've gotten to the point where you're just numb to the whole thing, that's bad. And that's what a franchise does not want.
I think that's what what a lot of people are. They're numb to it. And I know people who are big Rockies fans. And they're just kind of like, and they're still going to the games because they like baseball. They like Coors Field. Totally get that. But they're like, I don't even care about this anymore.
That's what a guy like Pat Boland feared. Reno Notaro talked about this on our podcast, was that when he started seeing empty seats in the stadium, that's when he made changes. And it was Pat Boland took the Broncos personally, as a reflection of himself. And sure. I don't get that sense from the Monforts. And I certainly don't think that's going to be the case with the new ownership of the Broncos.
You don't think the Painters are going to?
I just don't see them Walton seeing Painters. The team as a reflection of themselves. Pat Bowlen had some success in some industry, in oil and gas, before he bought the Broncos. Obviously, he had to have the money to buy the Broncos. But his job was the owner of the Broncos. These guys, for them, it's a toy.
You're right. Pat Bowlen was the Broncos owner, and he fucking probably got up every day, put on a fucking Broncos tie or did something like that, went down, was engaged.
It's probably what broke him, dude, was all that passion for the Broncos.
I don't know, but he certainly was involved with it and cared about it. He was the Broncos.
For sure.
And you're right. These people are kind of like, well, we just flown in, and someone handed me a Broncos tie, so I'm going to put it on. And I was like, when Peter Boyles was sitting here, and he said, "Oh yeah, they fly in for the games," and I was like, "That's what Joe Ellis was doing."
Like I hated Al Davis, but Al Davis was the Raiders.
Oh, I loved hating Al Davis.
I loved hating him, but he loved the Raiders. He was the Raiders.
And Mark is the same way,
and Bolin was the same way. Who's that?
Mark Davis. That
I
weird
guess. What? Whatever.
He
Who
is
knows?
The same way.
Who cares? That stuff doesn't matter. The kids don't count.
Still, Al Davis was like how Pat Bowlen was, and just fucking loved it. And that was his life, and that's what he did. It didn't. Pat Bowlen got oil money, whatever like that. He wasn't involved with that. He fucking let that go.
Yep. So see you later.
These Painters, these Walton Painters, man, they're not. They got their hands in everything, and they're just like showing up, and someone hands them a fucking, you know, a Broncos shirt.
Who's the one guy that's supposed to be like the president or whatever? He's that really good looking dude.
The Damani.
Oh yeah, they trotted his ass out. They're like, "Woo, he's gonna be the guy." That, and whatever happened to him, dude? You haven't seen him since.
That's what I said last week or the week before. He when they have good news to announce,
he comes out and brings it out,
and he goes and he says half.
Dude, and I swear, when he smiles, dude, there's like a gleam that comes off his teeth, dude. It's crazy.
He's great. He's a great spokesman, but he doesn't do shit.
I don't even think. Is he just like an actor? Is he real?
He could be an actor. I don't know.
I don't even know if he's real.
I'm fucking tired of rentals. I'm tired of rental coaches, rental fucking quarterbacks, and we've got rental owners now too. I'm so jealous when I see like a guy like Justin Herbert. That team drafted him. They're going to develop him. He's going to be the quarterback for 15
Patrick
fucking
Mahomes.
Years. Super jealous.
Joe Burrow.
Super jealous.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, if somebody made that call and said, "This guy's the fucking future, he's going to be great," that guy deserves a huge raise because they fucking nailed it.
We had our opportunity with Brock Osweiler, and we just didn't take it.
Are you being serious? No, I can't tell with your glasses on.
I kind of felt that way. I mean, I was excited. He was going to get to play under Peyton Manning for a while and then be ready to fucking hit the ground running.
We'll see. This is all to be, you know, TBD. We'll see how it goes. But
hey, don't spend money on that the doofus from Miami. Don't spend money on him.
Devon Achane.
Oh yeah.
God, don't spend fantasy capital on that guy. It ain't worth it.
He might be good down the line, but he's got other people. What is it? Fucking Jeff Wilson still plays there? He got hurt. He's gonna be back.
Dude, there's like three guys in front of him.
Oh yeah. So. Yeah, let's get into the we're already at the half.
That's going by so fast.
We're just cruising. We're just cruising.
It's going. It's already like 35-0.
Yeah, we're gonna have an update on the Rockies here when we come back, and we'll talk some more sports and other things right after this.
Epic Western Premium Tequila canned cocktails are the genuine article. They're made with 100% blue agave tequila from a small distillery in the highlands of Jalisco, Mexico. Not with a bunch of malt liquor and sugar like other canned cocktails. That's why Epic Western cocktails are crisp, clean, and delicious. Choose from Ranch Water, Chisparita, La Paloma, or Brush Fire, their spicy take on their skinny margarita. Each delicious 12-ounce cocktail contains zero sugar and only 5 grams of carbohydrates. Made in Mexico, 8% alcohol by volume with real blue agave tequila. That's Epic Western, the genuine article.
Sports!
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 It's a weird sport.
It is a weird sport.
The
Rough Games.
Sports.
You ready?
You're really loud.
Skateboarding.
Sports.
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 Surfing.
Sports.
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 Sporties.
I want to try this tequila thing.
All right, so I poured each of you a sample of Epic Western's Brush Fire. Mm. This is their spicy margarita.
It smells fantastic.
It's got real jalapeno in it. Dude, I am hooked on these things. I absolutely.
It's pretty good.
Absolutely love them.
It's pretty good.
Qué rico.
Sí.
Yeah, it's real. This is really good. This is real stuff. It's not, you know, synthetic, disgusting. Gross.
Yeah,
it's not Zima.
I think I would pour that over ice, and I think it would be excellent.
I think so too. It's very it's light, and it doesn't have like a heavy sugary nastiness.
Right.
That
What's it called again?
This is Epic Western. This is the Brush Fire. I love their La Paloma. It's really good too. They're all really, really good, and I'm hoping to get them on the show.
Yeah, I'm gonna
as a sponsor.
I'm going to go try some of them. Thanks for bringing that in, Colin.
It's good. I don't drink a lot of tequila, but I do like it. And when it's nice like that, it's
because
it's
your
good.
Pants come off when you drink tequila.
That's right. I got to be kind of crazy, but no, it's good. I like that. So good stuff. Hey, sports.
Sports. You know, I miss a wide world of sports.
Yeah, that was good. With the guy,
the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing better than the
agony.
They
showed
of
all
defeat.
Kinds of different sports.
Well, that's the thing. Is I was thinking about, you know, that was kind of last week was kind of like a nostalgia thing, and here's things how things have changed, and obviously things have changed, but you know, shit's gonna change, so that's just how it goes. But there are things like that, like, and I was thinking about TV, and now everybody in my family watches TV separately.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Yes.
Maybe me and my wife watch a show together occasionally, but like I rarely will watch TV with my kids
because
I'm watching something, they're watching something. They're like, he's like rewatching something he's watched like 30 times and I'm not interested. And
do you ever watch games with your kids?
Like sports games?
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
No, they never watch that.
Nope.
And so nobody sits and watches TV together anymore, at least from my experience, and I think that's what a lot of people have going on. And that's, I think the streaming and on demand have kind of killed that, because usually it'd be like, hey, so, what you call it's coming on. My we gotta family. Sit down.
It's Thursday night. We're watching Family Ties, Cheers, and the Cosby Show.
And, that does not
and on
happen.
Sundays, we're watching the Broncos, guaranteed.
Yep. Not anymore, you ain't.
As a family.
Yeah.
Yep. As a family, for sure.
But we were talking about, you know, in the break, we're talking about Monfort. Oh, hey, hold on a second. Mm. Let me get a let me get an update on the Rockies real quick. Sorry. Yeah. This just in, still 5-0. It's only in the third. So that's a pretty good size lead, though. I think the Dodgers have good enough pitchers that maybe they will hold that
well,
lead.
Well, didn't the Rockies trade away all their bullpen?
Who knows? Like I said, I don't follow them anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't pay attention to it anymore. But what we were talking about is, you know, ratings for sports teams and their own networks and things like that. And the Suns have now gone to basic regular TV for their games. So if you just get an antenna, you can watch Suns games all you fucking want down in Phoenix.
Dude, that's the way it used to be here in Denver.
Which it should be here.
Channel 2.
And yep. And then somebody just what was it? Oh, the Golden Knights just launched their own thing, and you can basically get every game for like $69. Or you can do like each get one single game for $6, right? So quite a deal if you buy the whole year. They have their own thing now. What the fuck? Why can't we have that with the Avalanche and the Nuggets? Why haven't they already been on top of it? Why hasn't Kroenke, love myself some Kroenke, don't get me wrong, why hasn't he done the thing that the Suns guy did and just said, you know what, put it on regular TV? You can still sell ads around that, right? Still sell ads. You can make fucking money on it. And then now everybody can access it. And you can say, hey, Comcast, fuck you. Why haven't they done that yet?
I think that different leagues have different rules as far as, you know, what they're...
This is the Suns and the Nuggets. They could do this.
Sure.
Right?
The Nuggets could, but maybe not the Avalanche. So, I mean, Altitude's a good channel. I get it because I've got DirecTV's streaming product.
Are you trying to say the NHL is not a well-run league?
he would not be wrong in saying that. But no, but Altitude, okay, let's just say there's no restriction from the NHL. Obviously, the Golden Knights can launch their own streaming service, so there's something there. But why couldn't Kroenke just say, I'm going to put fucking Altitude on Channel 20 or whatever it is locally, and everybody can access it? And you know that would be such a highly rated thing. Everybody would tune that in. I would get an antenna and do that just so I don't have to fucking stream it anymore. But they can run ads. They can do the whole same thing. They can have all that. They don't have to worry about Comcast dicking them over.
Why not just buy a local network?
Well, they have a local network.
Yeah, they have. No,
but that's on cable. They don't have an over-the-air local network. Why not buy one?
I'm just saying, why can't they just go to like Channel 20 or whatever and just say, hey, we're going to take this over?
Because I don't think they have a license from that standpoint.
I don't know how it works.
I'm pretty sure they don't have a license. So that's what I'm trying to say. They're going to have to buy like a local license.
I'm gonna rub elbows with some Altitude folks this weekend.
Who's that? Who are you hanging out with?
Say anything,
dude.
More.
You better not be hanging out with Vic.
Well, did you guys notice how when the Suns owner Ishbia made that announcement, it was like the day before the playoff series with the Suns, the Nuggets and Suns. He just said, from now on, all our games are on TV. They're all free. Nobody's missing nothing.
Is that what
it was like he was trying to troll? I think it was just a billionaire pissing contest.
Is that when he trotted that jackass Mel Tucker out too?
But that was later in the series. I don't know. I don't think that went into effect till just recently. He might have said that was in his
intention. It'll probably be this coming season. It is mind-boggling that this wrestling match, pissing match between Altitude and Comcast has drug on year after through championships for both teams.
Yeah,
it's
so
absolutely
dumb.
Mind-boggling. But like I say, it doesn't affect me because I got rid of Comcast and got the DirecTV Stream product, which now, as of this year, includes NFL Red Zone, which is just awesome. Just awesome.
Red Zone is fantastic, and I usually get it through other means, if you know what I'm saying. Uh-huh. And but then I was like, you know what? I'm sick of this fucking stalling out of me. And I was like, I use YouTube TV, and I was like, I'm just gonna get it through YouTube TV. Fuck it, I just want it to work. And then I'm watching a regular. I was like watching the Bronco game like 2 weeks ago, Totally buffering. Because when you have everybody watching one thing, it doesn't fucking work. And so I'm complaining to them. They're like, oh, well, have you checked this setting? And I'm like, dude, come on. This is just, you can't handle the amount of viewers. So I was like, why would I pay for Red Zone if it's going to buffer on me?
You can't handle the bandwidth.
You can't handle the bandwidth, bitch. So I will probably, if it's going to stall out on me, I might as well get it for free, right?
I just stopped watching both the Nuggets and the Avalanche unless they're on regular TV somewhere or I'm in a bar.
You're a fake fan. You are a fake fan.
I follow them. I follow all the stuff. I just don't watch their TV stuff unless it's on TV, I can get it.
I don't go
out of my way to get TV stuff, but I follow them. I look at all of the articles. I look at the box score. I look at all the stuff. And when they're on regular TV that I can get without having to go through some fucking weirdo channel, fuck that.
Which they will be a ton this coming season. They're on TNT all the time.
Right. So. Hey, speaking of which, we should take a trip out to Vegas for the mid-season freaking tournament.
Is it in Vegas?
Yep. It's in Vegas. It's a mid-season tournament in the NBA, and it's in Vegas. It's all in Vegas.
I don't agree with the mid-season tournament, so
I don't either.
I don't agree with it.
Fine,
I'm
stay home. Jeff, you and I can go and have
a
great
time.
Yeah,
I don't like the
idea
of the tournament. I love the idea of another reason to go to Las Vegas.
See, they're all but we need to speak about that too. But that's
so it'd be great if Vegas got an NBA team, because then you can see the Nuggets there, and then you can see the Avalanche. Maybe they're playing, a couple days apart. It'd be fucking awesome.
The more teams Vegas can get, the better it is for us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which touches on a topic. We sat down with an executive about 3 years ago from the Las Vegas Raiders before the stadium opened. And I said, well, your games, you're going to have half the people in the stands are going to be or more from somewhere else cheering on the other team. He goes, oh, that's never going to happen. Well, yeah. Did you see the Raiders-Steelers game?
God, that's terrible. Dude, that looked like the Cubs at Coors Field.
But let's not get carried away with that, because I've been at a Broncos AFC championship game against the Steelers where I felt like I was in fucking Pittsburgh.
Fair enough. Pittsburgh, Steelers, a lot of traveling fans. I get that. But I think it's that way for every Raiders.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. I just think that the Pittsburgh thing's unfair because they take places over. They truly take places over.
Yeah, they do. I remember being at a Bronco game and the Vikings fans were pretty fucking prominent and real fucking assholes too. So I'm really glad they're 0-3.
They were Minnesota nice.
Which is they were not Minnesota nice, which was great to see the Chargers. It was like these two loser teams, which one's going to fuck up? And it was the Vikings that fucked up. So it's good stuff. Colin, what do you got before we hit our break? Because we got just like 2 minutes or so.
Well, I just can't believe that the Broncos are fucking favored. They're favored by, well, it was 3 when I last looked. But on the road in Chicago, the Broncos are favored. What the fuck? What do they see that I don't see?
Well, I'll tell you what they see is they see the same thing going on in Chicago on the offensive side of the ball as we've got going on the defensive side of the ball here.
And how did that happen? I mean,
I don't know, Russell, because they got tons of talent.
Wilson was the problem, right?
No. Nope.
Now all of a sudden he's not.
Yeah, you guys are dipping into fourth quarter talk. Oh.
All right, let's go.
Still the third.
Well, I thought we said we were done with the third.
No, we're not. I said we had like a couple minutes left. So
All right, what else would you like to talk about in the third quarter? Because I'm ready to talk Broncos.
Well, I'm ready to talk Broncos too. So I think we should get into the fourth quarter, take a quick break.
Yep.
And we'll be right back at it right after this.
Sportique is where scooters come from and has been for over 25 years. And now, Sportique is also the place for e-bikes. E-bikes from ScootStar, genuine scooter company, and the Jackrabbit, the 20-mile-per-hour, 20-pound mini-machine that fits comfortably in the trunk of your car. So, turn to Sportique for all your scooter needs, parts, service, accessories, and apparel. And now, e-bikes. Visit SportiqueScooters.com or their expansive showroom at 160 South Broadway in the shadow of downtown Denver. Sportique, where scooters come from.
Money.
What's that score, John? You got an update for us?
Your road to 100 update is bottom of the fourth, 5-0.
So yes. Still 5-0. So
Our friend Peter Burns, who you know we knew from his time here in Denver, he's a big college football guy now. You know, love Peter. As you know, I'm not a big college football fan.
I thought you were.
No, I'm not. Peter's always talking about college football, so I'm not really paying too much attention. But I saw he was talking about something, and I said, hey, Pete, I know you're busy with this other stuff, but, we're close to the road to 100 because he was a big proponent of the road to 100 a long time. He goes, oh, I know. I've been keeping tabs on it. I'm ready to go when it happens. So, and I just saw he was interacting with DMACC with the road to 100 hashtag. So Peter's on it. We're all waiting patiently.
It sounds like it's going to happen tonight.
Might happen tonight.
I don't think the Rockies are going to rally from down 5.
How many games are left?
7?
Yeah, probably around that.
Is it that many?
It might not be. I think it might actually be 5. It was 7. Yeah. I don't know.
They're taking an L at some point in the next week. If it's not tonight, it'll be soon. But I think it's tonight, and that's awesome, and I can't wait for it to happen.
How many times before have they lost 100 games?
They haven't never.
They never have.
They've never. When they hit 99, 2 days ago, that was the highest loss total they've ever had, or 98 was, and 99
set the new record.
And I've been waiting for somebody to be like, you shouldn't root against your team. It's like, no, fuck you, fuck off. That's what I would say to them.
Well, because they're not our team. They're the Monfort's team.
They are not our team.
They're the Monfort's little play toy that they make money with. They trot them out. It's their dog and pony show. They trot them out, and they make money on it, and then they trot them back in, and then they clean up the stuff, and then they bring them back out again. It's not our team.
When the Avalanche were really bad, like they had a historically bad season, I was like, God, this sucks. This is terrible. But never once was I like, well, I'm going to just fucking abandon the team. Nope. I was like, I guess I'll just keep paying attention to them. We'll see. They'll get better, I guess. I just assume they get better. Rockies will never get.
Will the Broncos get better is the question. Great. Are they going to have to take him down to the rafters? I mean, down to the frame?
So no matter what, I'm really disappointed in Sean Payton. He's a smart dude. He made a really fucking stupid mistake.
By bringing in Vance Joseph.
Yeah, by hiring Vance Joseph. Because show me one place that Vance Joseph has been successful. One place. Where has he been successful? I'm telling you, dude, he must give the best blowjobs in the history of mankind.
To Sean Payton?
To whoever. I don't know whoever he's, because he must interview like unbelievable, because he's never been successful anywhere.
So
he's never had a good defense. I don't even know if he's ever had a top 10 defense.
When he was in Arizona as the defensive coordinator,
they were fucking terrible on defense.
But they started out good, and then they fell apart.
They were
terrible
on defense.
And that should have been
everyone's
indication.
They were terrible on defense. The only thing that they had going for them is they had a Hall of Famer playing on the defensive line. Other than that, and I guess Patrick Peterson played there for a little while, too.
Yeah, they had a corner.
But that was it. And
So he's just – Vance is just one part of the problem. Everybody was like,
I think he's a huge part of the problem.
He's a good chunk of the problem for sure.
A big,
well,
big
and everybody
part.
Here already hated him.
Yeah, I know.
How do you bring that guy?
But that was such an embarrassing loss. Like, it wasn't even – and it was just like – everybody was just kind of like
– all-time embarrassing.
Everybody
loss.
Was just like kind of like, well, that's how it's been for the last fucking
Dude,
7 years.
I honestly think that because Mike McDaniel was a Broncos fan when he was a little kid growing up, that he didn't go for that extra
I think
thing.
Most people think that.
Why wouldn't you? You set an all-time record.
Yeah, no. And he was just like, I can't do that to my Broncos.
I think he was beyond that point.
Vance Joseph not get fired this week?
I don't know. That is unbelievable. I still don't know.
I mean, I thought
Sean Payton said he looked
morning.
At the film and he said it was worse than before. Well, if it's worse than what you thought it was, how do you keep your defensive coordinator? That should be written in the contract. If you give up 70 points in a game,
you're gone.
You're fired.
Now, there was people just missing tackles and falling down. And as we talked about Devon Achane just running through people like fucking wet newspaper.
Sure, but that means they could care less if they're playing for Vance Joseph
or not.
That's
true, because it's like, the defensive coordinators can't get out there and help him tackle, although he probably should have.
Yeah, but they don't care.
But, yeah, they don't care. They gave up. They gave up.
They don't care.
Somebody was like, "Oh, this wasn't an effort thing." I was like, "Yeah, it kind of looked like it was."
Sure, it is. Just,
you're getting blown out that bad, dude. You're not going to tackle that
guy.
Fuck
so this is what happens. You're on the field, and all of a sudden, the defensive play call comes in, and you go, "Oh fuck, here we go again." And so then you go, and then Josie Jewell goes, "Yeah, all right, here we go. We're doing the and then he tackles a guy 15 yards down the field, and it's the same thing over and over and over again. And so what happens after about the 20th time? You just go, whatever. I'm just going to get out there and play as hard so they don't get hurt.
It's a talent thing, though, right?
Nope, come on, these guys
aren't that talented.
Nope, disagree.
Really? Nope,
because it's not that much different than it was from last year. What they lost on the defensive line, they supposedly replaced with the guy from Arizona. So he hasn't played necessarily that well, but I don't think anybody on the defensive side of the ball has played well because I don't think they're given an opportunity. The scheme sucks. They're never in the right place. They're always in the wrong place. There's holes wide as you can get. When you're in coverage on like third and one and you're 6, 7, 8 yards off the ball and they fucking throw the ball two yards. I mean, listen, there's a lot of problems and most of them are going through Vance Joseph.
I think it's going to be a shit show this weekend. Nope. I think they're going to win, though. Don't you think they're going to win? They got to win.
No, they're on the road.
The Bears are terrible. I mean, the Bears are really bad.
The Bears have been terrible. But I forgot their quarterback's name.
Justin Fields. Justin Fields might run for 400
yards.
That's
what's going to happen. I think, yeah, start Justin Fields.
He might run for 400 yards. And if he doesn't, Khalil Herbert or whoever he's handing the ball off might do the same thing. Because, like I said, I think that the defense has given up on what's going on, and they're clueless. They could give a shit less about what's going on out there, and it's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Our friend Mile High Mario had posited that maybe Sean Payton is tanking. Why else would he have hired this fool to come coach the defense? Because he knew he'd fuck it up.
You know,
and they'd be awful. So
I hate to agree with Mile High Mario because I don't always, but
a lot of people don't.
I actually had that same thought myself.
I know that everyone brings it up and they go, "Oh no, they would never do that. That's just stupid." But it's kind of like, well, I mean, he's made some decisions. You said Sean Payton's a smart guy. He's made some dumb decisions.
That's where I'm having my issue, and that's why it did cross my mind that he's fucking tanking.
So he just wants to take it down to the studs, start all over again, and get rid of
could be and
Russell
and that
Wilson
might be
too.
The well it might be Russell Wilson. It's definitely the GM. I think that he's got his eyes set on being the general manager as well as the coach here, and so we all know who's there. And so I think that's his target. I think that he's going to say, you know what,
he's going to move Elway out.
I couldn't. Yeah, Elway. It's going to be Elway.
One too many Paytons.
He's going to say, I couldn't do what I needed to do with the players that this guy provided me. We need something different here, and that's what's going to happen. They're going to listen to him before they listen to that doofus.
Oh, fucking – is it George Payton? I get on my
I don't Payton's. Even know his name. George, I just know Payton is his last
name. He's fucking gone. He's gone, right?
I like to call him Patton because it looks like Patton.
He's gone. I mean, they got to get rid of that guy. He's nothing. Not much he's done has really landed.
But do they? Does any one of those?
Because
do
but
any
that's,
one of those people have that?
But
authority?
to me, that's the reason that Sean Payton would tank, because he's going to say, you know what? I just didn't have the players. I could do all this. I can make this happen,
sure.
But I don't have the players to do it, and the players aren't on the roster, and they weren't here. I wasn't provided that. I can do this, but you got to let me do it. And that's when they're going to send Payton down the way, the other Payton down the way.
And the Walton Peter is going to go, well, shit, we don't know dick about running a football team.
They're going to
let this guy fuck.
They're going to trot that hot looking dude out, and he's going to freaking explain it to everybody.
Demonte Leach.
His teeth are going to gleam, and everything's going to, and people are going to go, oh, we love you.
Yeah, he's going to go, look, everybody, we're going to have half price nachos. And at the stadium, and
I'm giving away autographed pictures. And
yeah,
woo.
And if you put in your name, there's a fucking a RAV4 raffle, and then Sean Payton's gonna take everything over, and everyone's gonna go like, yeah.
By the way, did you see the scoreboard? Isn't that a nice?
Isn't
scoreboard?
That a nice scoreboard? Isn't that great, guys? Isn't that fucking awesome? Free Wi-Fi.
It really is a pretty amazing scoreboard.
Next Friday, we're gonna show Free Willy on the scoreboard.
I hope. That I would hope that there's some sort of behind the scenes thing going on with Sean Payton, and he's got it, and he knows what to do, and he's like, I'm going to rebuild this. We're going to get a generational quarterback. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I hope so, because right now it just looks like more of the same bullshit, and they're just spinning their wheels. And we talked about it last week about how, you know, this was a Broncos town, and this is what everybody's into. It's not so much anymore. I saw Vic Lombardi complaining about how there's, you know, everybody's out doing stuff while the Broncos are on. It's like, well, that's because we're a transplant city for sure. But also, nobody really cares. Nobody gives a shit, because why do you care about something that's been 8 years that's just sucked?
Well, and we talked about it too, is, you know, none of us watch games with our kids.
True, yeah.
So Vic wants it to make America great again. Well, shit ain't coming back, bro.
And I get that. Like, it's like, hey, sometimes shit changes, and you can't pine for the old days, because it's just not going to happen. Because I'm watching a Bronco game. Actually, no, I'm watching Red Zone.
There's not only two games on a Sunday like there used to be. Before there was Sunday Night Football. Remember before Sunday Night Football? Yeah, before Sunday Night Football, there was only two games on, and they were on national networks, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Wherever you were, that's what you got to see. Sometimes you got to see maybe three games. Now you can watch them all the time.
Now I'm getting all the whatever scoring plays beamed into my brain as they happen. And I'm like, man, I got to go take a piss. And I'm like, well, I could just take my laptop with me.
Right. You know, totally.
So. Well, if you've had a nice pot of coffee and Red Zone comes on, and like an hour and a half later, you're just like, it gets to be a little much.
Scott Hansen, they said he, I guess that everyone was wanting to know what he does. And I guess he like stops drinking liquids at a certain point. And he has to basically, you know, dehydrate himself. And then he takes like a monster piss before he goes on. And then he just toughs it out. And then
that's crazy.
He doesn't touch anything. And I'm like, man, the dude's talking the whole time.
He'd have a
sip of water every now and then. But you're right, though. Red Zone's on. We've got all the scoring plays just happening nonstop coming at you. And it's like, well, nobody else is watching that except me, because I'm watching it for fantasy purposes. So no one's going to join me to watch Red Zone unless you were there.
Unless I was there.
And you're watching it for fantasy purposes.
Exactly.
So, which makes the Sunday night game so nice.
It is
because
nice.
You're sitting there just watching a football game.
Yeah, you watch all
unfold
of that. Correct.
And the drama and the build up and the changes and the lead changes and everything. You're like, oh, that's right. That's what it's like to watch football.
Which is also what Monday used to be. Now they got two fucking games on Monday.
So
I hate that. I fucking hate it. It's so dumb.
Somebody had said they thought maybe it was because of the they didn't have enough to put on TV because of the writer's strike, you know, and maybe they were filling more. The ABC was
good
having
point.
This.
I didn't even think
and
about
I didn't
that.
Think about that either. And I thought, okay, that could make sense. I hope they stop that because that's bullshit.
It sucks.
It's one thing if they have one on and then they have another one
right
and
after
you just
it.
Watch TV for 4 hours or
watch
football.
But
for
you
four
got
hours.
But you got to go back and forth.
Yeah, it sucks. It's
there's terrible. No red zone.
Yeah, there's no red zone for it. YouTube TV, which I'm not happy with. I think I'm going to dump soon, but otherwise it's great. Other than the games freezing up, they will offer you a double box.
Four. That's a quad box.
On YouTube?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
It's a quad box.
Okay, well, maybe I should check that. I haven't checked that out because it was fucking stalling out of me, so I wasn't into it. But on Monday night, it'll give you a double box so you can watch them both, and you get audio from either one. So
yeah, I know that for a fact because I watched Jamie Erdahl, and she's the one that told me that.
Don't know who that is.
Oh, you're not. I guess you're not as big of an NFL fan as I am.
No, I guess I'm not. Okay. Cool.
Great. She's on the NFL Good Morning Football. Jamie Erdahl is on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network.
It is a great league, and they've got it down. They've just got it down as far as entertainment television and how to make your sport pop and be the dominant sport. They got it down.
And that's why MLB will die a slow death, because something like the NFL has they've taken over, and it's going to be the thing from now on. But yeah, it's good. Anyway, back to the Broncos. They fucking suck, but I think they're gonna win. I think they're gonna beat the Bears. I'm gonna go on record and say I think they win. I don't know if it's gonna be by 3 points, but I think they're gonna win.
How many seasons till they're back in the playoffs?
Ooh boy. I mean
four.
At least three or four.
Yeah, my guess is five.
How many games do they win this year, Snyder?
This year?
Yeah. Did they win over under four games?
Over.
Under.
Nah, they went over that. I think they're a 6-win team.
Damn it. Bet that
but I re-looked at the schedule last night, and I put the wins and losses next, and I had them winning three on the way out.
But the caveat here is they may not win another game as long as Vansy Pants is their freaking defensive coordinator. So, I'm serious. As long as he's the defensive coordinator, they may not win another game.
Yeah, you look at that and you go, what the hell are they thinking? And then if you put it in the context of tanking, that kind of makes sense.
Well, if you're saying, you know what, I can't do it with these players. Here's the proof of it. We just gave up 70 points. We gave up 70 points. I can't do it with these players. It's the GM's fault. He hasn't given me the tools that I need. I need that control.
I get it. And they're gonna hand it over to him with a smile and a free hot dog.
For sure they are.
Free hot dog for everybody.
Because he's Sean Payton.
Well, Sean Payton hasn't made a lot of friends and in the local media, and that fucking shit show definitely gave a lot of those guys fuel.
He may not have made a lot of friends in the national local media, but he's God in the national media. They love him, dude. They fucking love him.
All because of an onside kick in the Super Bowl.
Whatever. He is absolutely loved, and because he worked in the media for a year, right? Or was it two?
Oh, it was two.
Yeah, so he worked in the media for two. They love him. The national media guys love Sean Payton. It's the local pissants that don't like him.
How long does Russell Wilson play for the Denver Broncos?
You know what? He's not the problem. Russell Wilson has been fine.
He's been fine, and he's actually shown kind of what he used to be. But how long is he gonna play?
As long as Sean Payton wants him to play here.
Okay, great. But what is that? He's gonna obviously finish out the season. He'll probably play next season.
I think he plays halfway into next season,
and then another quarterback takes over.
Yeah, we'll see.
The offense put up 13 points last week,
so
he's part of the problem.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to get into any sort of rhythm when they're just fucking boat racing you up and down the fucking field,
dude.
And he was fine early in that game. It started to get a little hairy towards the end of the game because, are you kidding me, dude? You're just watching the other team fucking march up and down the field. You're just like, oh, God, when does this fucking thing end? When does this end?
When you're getting throttled in any sport.
Oh, you're just like, when does this end?
When
can I walk off the fucking field?
When you're getting really throttled, you're just like, I mean, you're there and you're like, no, I got to play. I got to be present for this. But you're thinking, I just want this to be over with. Can we just get this over with and I can get on with my
How many times is Cortland Sutton going to throw the freaking ball on the ground?
Oh, my God.
I mean, give me a break, dude. That is not Russell Wilson's fault.
I had Scoop Nemeth in my head on Sunday saying, Cortland sucking.
That's good. Hey, on that note, let's get out of here. We're past the hour mark. This is good. This is nice. It's a nice, good refresher. We get our sports in.
Thank you guys for having me in. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, it's always good to have Snyder here to give us the truth on the Broncos. He'll always tell it like it is.
Let's try and get that Ben Albright. Oh, the problem is their show's on while we're taping.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they're 6-10.
Well, maybe he can pull a Spano and just be like, hey, somebody else take over for me. I'm going to run down here.
Oh, that's who we should get in here next week. Ooh, is Spano.
Dude, that's been a while. When was the last time you had Spano in?
A long time ago.
He might be flying off to some fancy location.
Yeah, yeah,
he might be available.
He's got another four-letter city he's got to get under his belt.
Yeah, he's going to like.
Because aren't they Philly? Isn't Philly the latest
Philly's
one?
The new one, yeah.
He's working on Dulles.
Dallas?
Dallas. Yeah. I don't know what he's working on. I'm just kidding. But, hey, good stuff. Thanks, Snyder. Always a pleasure. Well, let's get out of here. Bronco Jeff, thanks for filling in.
Woo! Bronco
hey,
Jeff!
Hey, man, my pleasure. It's good Nuggets to see you
Jeff.
Guys. You guys woo, rule. Woo. Just doing Scott a favor.
All good, man. It's good time. So, hey, this has been the South Stands Denver Fancast. Until next time, adios.
We love you, Denver!
your ass.